Bad and Evil. Part 9, Dealing with Evil. Dealing with evil is totally different from dealing with badness or with good people who have done bad or evil actions. We must be slow to judge anyone as evil, for most people do bad things and some do evil things. Very few are actually committed to an evil path, and they hide it well. Evil is usually seen only in a momentary flash when it thinks no one is looking. Evil is committed. It does not soften in response to kindness, leniency, forgiveness, freedom, or psychiatry. It takes all types of goodness and uses them for evil purposes. It cleverly takes advantage of anything it is given to do more evil. Sympathy for evil leads to more evil. Ignoring evil leads to more evil. Forgiving evil leads to more evil. Capitulating to evil leads to more evil. Submitting to evil leads to more evil. Evil does not keep its promises and feels no remorse. It often smiles charmingly to deceive and disarm. In any agreement between good and evil, evil benefits. It uses all information and resources to sabotage the good. Evil is willing to harm or betray anyone, including its own partners and benefactors. It is utterly foolish to contract or make a deal with an evil party unless one has some incorruptible power to enforce it. Arguing is useless. Evil twists and turns logic and principles around, and enormous amounts of mental, emotional, and spiritual energy are required just to follow it or be in its presence, much less to combat its illogic. Evil cannot bear to think it might be bad, wrong, or inferior. Evil usually stops a conversation short rather than be outmaneuvered or exposed. It is foolhardy, even masochistic, to solicit opinions from evil. Evil is not rational. If it is caught, it is willing to take down any and all of creation with it. In fact, it wants to destroy creation. It can only do so with the willing cooperation of human beings. Evil people are very unlikely to ask sincerely for prayer. They despise the very concept of a being more powerful than the arrogant, selfish ego to which they are committed and enslaved. Choice. Each soul's ability to choose is a fundamental law of creation. Our Creator does not force or overrule any soul's choice, and we do not have the right to force or attempt to overrule anyone else's choice. We can try to persuade, but each individual soul has a right to choose for itself, good or evil, truth or lies. This does not mean that anyone can or should be allowed to do anything they want to anyone they want. Consequences exist for all actions in the universe. Choice with consequences is the law of creation, not license without consequence. Communities have the right and duty to establish and enforce social rules. Liberty is not the same as license. License leads to evil. Since evil is a decision of the soul, an evil person's course can only be changed by a decision of the soul. Once a soul embarks on a path of evil, reversing course involves much pain and suffering, but leads eventually to joy. Four options. When one is truly dealing with evil, not just badness, there are only a few choices. 1. Get away as quickly as possible, as permanently as possible. When faced with evil, the healthiest response is to get away from it. There is no winning possible, no deal possible, no cooperation possible, no cohabitation possible. Evil will destroy and denounce life and goodness until its dying breath. Evil corrupts whatever it gets involved with. Letting go of a lucrative contract or a relationship may be difficult, but once we really see evil for what it is, all we can do is cut our losses. 2. Use force to correct a situation. This is effective only if one really has superior force. However, evil hates to lose and is likely to return later, perhaps from a different direction. Most of the time, evil does not challenge a force it thinks is superior. It is very clever and self-protective. 3. Use evil methods to combat the evil, such as those described by Machiavelli in The Prince. This fails in time because the evil are more adept at using evil methods than good people are. In addition, a good person using evil tactics becomes cloudy, loses judgment, and becomes open to temptation and deceit. Evil people are committed to evil, and although their hearts are dark, they can have considerable intellectual acuity. 4. Cultivate and project pure divine love, pure divine truth. Evil cannot bear this vibration, so it leaves, often loudly denouncing and threatening anyone who resonates with goodness. Demonic possession. Demonic possession can occur wherein a good person, out of weakness and aloneness, sometimes while still a child, accepts a fundamental lie and becomes attached to or possessed by a demonic entity. Removing evil entities requires trained exorcists of exceptional spiritual and mental hardiness. Demonic possession is not something to play with or try to eliminate by oneself. It can be very dangerous. Someone who consents to full evil possession is called perfectly possessed. Such people are not likely to consent to exorcism, and it would likely be ineffective, since exorcism relies on the person's choice. People who are addicted to alcohol or drugs are often attached to demonic entities who inhabit them to experience physical sensations, since they don't have physical bodies themselves. Demonic entities are common in places where alcohol, drugs, and sexual services are sold. They are also invoked during satanic rituals. Nihilism. In nihilistic philosophy, nothing is good or bad, right or wrong. There is no difference between love and hate, or beauty and ugliness, and life has no meaning or purpose. There is no hope, no accountability, no self-worth. Any and all actions are acceptable. It is inherently hopeless, depressing, and pessimistic. Nihilism leads to suicide, to bizarre behavior, to wanton destruction. It is frequently espoused by people affected by evil, especially during exorcisms, as well as by communist groups. It is probably not a coincidence that regimes with a socialist or communist philosophy caused more death than all wars combined since the inception of these ideologies. Flight is recommended in the presence of evil, but fight is not. However strong we are in mind and spirit, we are not equipped to battle evil alone. Humility, divine assistance, and often earthly human support are required. Dealing with evil is not pleasant. It is ugly, frightening, sad, heart-wrenching. We always lose something. We are never the same again. We are wiser, more realistic, more aware. Hopefully, we are also closer to and even more reliant on the one divine love that invisibly guided us out of predicament and danger and helped us to heal. It is only through experience with evil that we know what it is. Similarly, it is only by calling upon divine love with a sincere heart that we experience what it is.